The government takes the wheel on frontier AI access. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol and Anthropic's Mythos model arrived not as ordinary product launches, but as policy announcements dressed in technical clothing, and the Hacker News community treated them accordingly. The GPT 5.6 Sol thread accumulated 1,114 comments and 1,054 points, one of the largest discussion threads in recent weeks. A companion story on Mythos drew 565 comments and 461 points. Together, they mark the moment when access to frontier AI has begun to resemble an export control regime more than a consumer software release. According to a Washington Post report, OpenAI has agreed to a structure in which the U.S. government vets who may access GPT 5.6 Sol, a fundamentally different distribution model from standard enterprise sales. Separately, Semaphore reported that Anthropic's Mythos has been released specifically to what the outlet described as trusted U.S. organizations, implying a clearance-like approval process. Both companies appear to be cooperating voluntarily, raising immediate questions about the commercial incentives at play. Commenters on Hacker News split into two broad camps. One argued that models at this capability level carry genuine dual-use risks in areas such as biosecurity, cyber attack planning, and large-scale disinformation, serious enough to warrant oversight. The other warned that government access controls function as a competitive moat. New entrants must navigate approval processes, established players gain preferential procurement pipelines, and the entire framework becomes politically durable because opposing it risks appearing anti-security. The geopolitical signal is difficult to miss. What is being built through voluntary corporate cooperation rather than statutory authority is effectively an AI export control architecture. The historical parallel observers cite is semiconductor export controls, which began narrowly targeted and expanded into some of the most sweeping technology restrictions in recent history within 18 months. Developers outside the country, in Germany, Brazil, India, and elsewhere, now face an uncertain roadmap if the next generation of frontier models requires government vetting to access. GPT 5.6 Sol's technical details remain deliberately sparse, though the model reportedly shows strong performance on mathematical reasoning tasks. The name Sol fits OpenAI's pattern of using astronomical naming conventions to signal capability profiles. Anthropic, meanwhile, is accessing a procurement pipeline, government and defense-adjacent contracts, that could prove enormously lucrative, aligning financial incentive with the company's stated safety-first positioning.